Welcome to the Filmmaker Mixer Podcast, the podcast by filmmakers for filmmakers. My name is Andrew, and I'm joined alongside my co-host, Jeff, as always. Jeff and I are writers and directors and passionate about the art of storytelling. Filmmaker Mixer is a creative hub where aspiring and established filmmakers come together to share experiences, insights, strategies, and inspiration.
Today on the show, we have screenwriter William Akers to discuss his new screenwriting course, Screenwriting Essentials.
Hello, everybody. This is the Filmmaker Mixer Podcast, and today we are chatting with our favorite screenwriting guru, William Akers. William is launching a new series of screenwriting courses from his website, Key to Storytelling. So today we're going to talk everything story and storytelling. Will, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So we've had you on the show before. A lot of our followers loved that episode, so thank you for coming back. But for those who might be new to the show, why don't you just remind us again of your background and how you got into screenwriting?
How I got into screenwriting? Well, where would I start? Well, the simple way, quickly, is growing up, I wanted to be a cartoonist. I wanted to do 6-week-long story strips in newspapers. But by the time I was close to getting out of college, those disappeared. And I took a filmmaking class, and I thought, oh, this is just like a comic strip. There's a frame and a story and people and dialogue and everything else. And so I took a couple of film classes in college, and then I went to graduate school at USC and started writing, because I felt like I flipped a coin between being a cinematographer, because I really was attracted to that, or writing. And I thought to myself, I don't have enough friends who want to help me practice be a cinematographer, so I'll just write by myself in a room. And that's what I did. And I got incredibly, either massively talented or incredibly lucky. And I'll lean towards the latter. The first script I wrote got produced. And wow, that got me going. So that's how I started writing.
And what led to the inspiration behind creating Key to Storytelling? And what motivated you to launch this new screenwriting website?
I've been teaching at the university level for 29 years. I had been. And I was going to leave where I was, the university where I was, and one of my former Vanderbilt students was in town, and we went to breakfast, and she said, I want to go into business with you. That led to the creation of Key to Storytelling. It was interesting. She told me, she said it because she's got a marketing degree, a master's degree in marketing, also from USC in the small world department. And she told me on the front end, she said, it has to be .com. It can't be anything else. And so I searched and searched, and I think I came up with a list of 100 ideas that I thought were titles for companies that had a .com available. And we picked Key to Storytelling. So that's where it came from. It was her idea to work with me because I was her teacher, and she's a great screenwriter. And she said to me, she said, you give the best notes I've ever gotten, and you have more ideas than anybody I ever met. Those were the two reasons that she wanted to do the business with me.
Well, I'm curious, did she just have the inspiration to do this website based on screenwriting and storytelling, or did she already have an idea of what it should be?
No, we figured it out. After that first breakfast, we spent a lot of time talking about what we were going to do. I mean, it was just like writing a screenplay. You spend a whole lot of time talking about what you're going to do, and then you do it. And so it took quite a while. And this class, Screenwriting Essentials, has taken us nearly a year to get it developed and ready to go. Because we're talking about what do we want it to be? What do we want it to be? It's what you like when you're a writer, when you're sitting there looking at a scene, you ask yourself, what story are we telling here? And so we got to kind of figure out what our story was.
So as you said, the course Screenwriting Essentials is something new on your website. I'm curious, you know, there's so many resources out there, and you know, YouTube videos and channels and Save the Cat books and, you know, a lot of great resources. Some of them are really fantastic. I'm curious, when you were developing your course, what unique features or approaches did you bring to the platform that maybe writers won't find in other areas? What sets it apart?
Because we need the money more than anybody else. That's probably the best reason. Gosh, that's a really great question. I don't know. I mean, I've been teaching this stuff for forever. I've got students that are really successful, and they're doing well with what I taught them. And Hillary and I have just broke it down into 10 separate lessons of what do you need to do to go from idea to writing a draft? And then how do you stay motivated when it's over? And it was interesting, the construction process of that. We moved one of the lessons, one of the important ones, almost to the end when it was at the in the middle. So it was a long conversation, really, about what is going to be the best for the writers. And that's one of the things about the Instagram Instagram site, where people are commenting and just saying, this is really helpful. I mean, I've had several times people comment, you know, this guy said this thing that I needed to hear today. So that was fun. It's just, there's a lot, the class is, there's a lot of depth to the class. It's 10 lessons, about an hour a piece, not totally an hour a piece, but some are shorter, but there's a lot there. And one of the things I say at the beginning is, I said, take notes. And at the end I say, watch the thing again.
Sure.
Because there's so much there that you can't get it all in one go. So it's just a lot of detail. And I've been doing this for a long time, and I give notes to people, I teach the stuff, and then I write myself, which is, so there's a lot of different kinds of knowledge there.
Yeah, I'm curious about that, sticking on how you're both, you know, a teacher, a writer, you give notes, you receive notes. How has your personal experience influenced the content and structure of the lessons offered on the website? 10 lessons seems pretty, you know, succinct, complete. Was that always the goal, 10 lessons? Were you taking stuff from your actual teaching classes? I'm curious all about
like,
that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's, what do I think people need to know? Because I've critiqued thousands of screenplays, and what do they need to know? And then you got to think, what order do I need to tell it to them? The first thing is a story idea, because if you don't get that right, it's game over. Then the second thing is character. And after that is world building. We're not talking about writing pages yet. Then you've got structure and outlining. And then finally, we're talking about getting close to writing pages. And then we talk about how to construct a scene, how to write good dialogue. And then at last, pretty deep into it, okay, now start writing pages. Because one of the things I'm a big fan of is planning, and jumping in there without a plan is going to ensure that you're going to spend a lot more time rewriting. It came a lot from what I teach, and then feedback from the students I've had, because I'm still close to a lot of them after all those years, which is great. I'm still very good friends with literally the first students I ever taught. I walked into a room scared out of my mind, thinking, I got to fill 3 hours. What am I going to do? And three of those guys in that class are still friends. I talked to one of them yesterday.
Well, obviously, if you're doing 10 deep dive episodes, you cover a lot of material, which is awesome. But I'm curious, can you tease us with one or two or three key elements that you like to talk to? I know you said you start with the idea, making sure the idea is sound. What else do you cover that might be the most go-to? Well, I guess that's the question. What are the three most go-to or four go-to elements that you have in the course that really bubble to the surface?
There's a lot of time spent on character development, that's for sure. Because I don't say this lightly. It's like sort of every lesson is the most important lesson. But I think character is probably, idea is the most important. But after that, character, those are the two most important. One thing that's really a big deal with me, and I don't know if anybody else talks about this or not, is something, and in my book, Your Screenplay Sucks, the whole middle of the book is about this, is what I call physical writing. The words on a page. And
yeah, unpack that a little bit. What do you mean exactly?
Is like, what are your sentences like? Can you write a really good sentence that's short and clear?
And visual, I'm assuming.
And it's got to mean only one thing. It can't mean something different to you. I mean, it certainly can't mean something different to me than it meant to you when you wrote it. And that communicating the idea to you, to, like, if I'm writing something and I'm trying to get an idea across to you, when I write it down and you read it, it's got to mean exactly what I think it means. And that's not easy. And so that's very important to me, because for a really simple reason is when somebody, and I say this all the time, when somebody picks up your script, they're going to flip to see how long it is. If they're holding an actual screenplay in their hand, if they can read, they can start reading on page one, and they can't tell on page one whether you're good with character, They can't tell on page one whether your structure is solid, but they can tell if you can write a sentence. And if you can't write a sentence clearly, cleanly, and tight, they're going to get worried. And you do not want to do that because, I mean, your script is up against the best writers in the business. And so it's got to look good. The pages have to look right. They have to pick it up and start reading it and know, okay, good. I'm in good hands here. And sloppy writing, that'll kill you. And so that's one thing that's really important to me. Another thing that's really important to me is research. I've taught so many writers that didn't want to do any research. They just want to make it up and figure, oh, this will be fine. And you can't do that. They have to think that you did this for a living or that you grew up doing it or that this is what you do now for a living, whether it's explosive expert or school teacher. And so you can do research and make it work, but you got to do it. And the one, my favorite, and I actually see this, is the word shuffling papers. We see Sally in her office shuffling papers. Well, that means you don't know anything about what that person, Sally, does for a living. She just wrote shuffling papers. So there's a lot in there there's a ton in the course about how to do research. And you got to go to libraries and you got to talk to people and you got to go see people and then you got to write them thank you notes. So research is really important. I wrote a screenplay about the fall of Saigon. I was old enough to have been eligible for the draft the last year of the draft, but I had a high number, so I didn't go. It was a lottery. And so I didn't go to Vietnam, but I did plenty of research of all different kinds. And so I'd go into meetings with people and they'd say, wow, you're really young to have been in Vietnam. And I'd say, I wasn't in Vietnam. I just, made it up. And that's where you need to do. They need to think you did that for a living or your father did it for a living. And you know about it because as soon as they see you don't know what you're talking about, then it's a problem.
Well, there's also something really interesting in a film when they're going through a certain subject, and it can be a big, broad, movie like a bank heist movie or something like that. But when they bring in a detail that is real, that you've never come across before, it makes it that much more fun. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I mean, research to be accurate, but also to find those little subtle things that you go, oh, I didn't know that, this particular car had this kind of engine. That can be kind of fun.
It's great. I love research. I love talking to people. I love interviewing helicopter pilots. But one thing you got to be careful about with research is the, oh, neat, I'll put that in problem. And one thing about research is this is my opinion, is you don't want to do too much research at the front end. I feel very strongly about this.
What do you mean? I don't understand. Unpack that.
So you want to find enough about your story to where you kind of have enough confidence that, okay, I can write a draft of this. And for my Fall of Saigon piece, I read a book about the Fall of Saigon and made really careful notes in a very detailed timeline about the last week, what happened every single day, the last week of the war. I read all the New York Times articles. I think I may have read one more book. And then I wrote a draft of the movie. Because I spent with that scant research, really, I wrote about the characters and what was going to happen to them. And then, I knew where the story, after I got done with the draft, I knew where it began, I knew where it ended. I knew we never went out into the Gulf on the carriers, so I didn't have to research that all now. So when you're done with your draft, now you go in and you find out, well, I got to find out about this, and I got to find out about this, and I got to give it to people who were there, and they're going to tell me the mistakes I made. And then you slowly but surely find out what you need to know, figure out what you need to know, make a list of what you need to know, figure out what it is, and then put it in, and it'll rewrite. And so, but if you do too much research at the beginning, it's really dangerous, and you should be terrified of it, like holding a lit stick of dynamite in your hand and wondering, where am I going to throw this? Because too much research will block your brain, and you'll know too much, and you'll lose your story. You won't be able to figure out what's going on. And if you lose your story through too much research, it's very difficult to get it back.
That's interesting.
You've got to be careful. So do enough research to know what's going on, figure out your structure, your story, your characters, and then go back later and make it look like you did that for a living.
Yeah, it seems like what seems to you very unique about the courses you have designed is that it seems to emphasize a practical and actionable approach to learning. How do you think you like this hands-on approach can benefit writers, especially those who may be new to the craft?
Because I've done it for so long, I'm telling you what you need to do. Now, what's fascinating is people sometimes don't listen.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know. It blows your mind. Like for one example, this is, we talk about this in the course, is don't write the exception. If you're a beginning writer, do not say to me when I say, you know, this idea, this is really, man, whoa, really out there. And you, and they say, well, yeah, well, Christopher Nolan did that and blah, 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 and blah. And he said, I'm going to do it too. And you can't see me because this is just audio. I'm holding my face in my hands and moaning when I do that, when someone says that, because Christopher Nolan, when he did, you know, Dunkirk or whatever, he'd already made a bunch of movies, already written a bunch of movies. He was a very successful writer. And now you can do the thing that you're really not supposed to do at the beginning. Have a human opponent, you know, basic stuff at the beginning, learn what you're doing, get really good at it, get successful at it, and then do things that break all the rules. My business partner literally had lunch with a producer in Los Angeles last week, and he was talking about this. Beginning writers who write what they want to and choose to break the rules, his word was annoying. He said, the rules apply to you, and if you don't think so, you look stupid, was what he said to her. And she wrote it down. And Tarantino can do what he wants to because he's very successful. He's really good and has done this before, but you're not him. So I think that's really important, is the exception. And another thing about exception. I was having dinner in Los Angeles at Soho House about a year ago with three of my former students. And they're all in the business and they're all working and they're successful. One was a director, one's a cinematographer, and one is a writer, producer. And the director and the writer producer who see material, the cinematographer, not so much. They were just laughing about people who will write a script that's the exception to the rule when they're just starting out. They were literally laughing over dinner about this. So don't do that. That's my advice to you, is learn the rules, follow the rules. Don't write the exception. Don't cite the exception to the rule, the one in 1,000 thing, like seven. My advice to anybody is don't have the hero in the movie at a lower place than they begin. And then they say, well, in seven they did. Well, yeah, okay, but don't you do it. That's my advice. You're welcome to, you know, if you want to, but you're going to waste a year of your life.
Well, speaking of beginning writers versus experienced writers, Andrew and I, you know, have talked to a lot of writers, screenwriters, a lot of our friends are writers. And the one thing I've noticed with successful writers is they are always studying. I think if you love story and storytelling, you're always studying the craft. And so I guess that brings me to the question, I'm sure a lot of experienced writers would want to take this course. So how do you balance, say, beginning writers versus experienced writers who might be taking the course? Or do you even need to strike that balance?
It's interesting. I think it's aimed at anybody. I think it's going to be very useful to neophyte screenwriters, because all this is going to be new to them. But I will say something that someone who's, you know, sold two screenplays will not have heard. I read all the time about writing. We've got a quote in it. I love quotes. And so there's a quote. There was a quote in our newsletter that we just put out yesterday that said, from an 87-year-old artist, he said, "I am still learning." Michelangelo said that when he was 87. Wow. I am still learning. And so it doesn't matter how good you are, you can get better.
You know, collaboration and feedback are crucial in the creative process. Can you share how Screenwriting Essentials fosters a sense of community among its users and how writers could engage with each other to enhance their skills?
Sure. Well, we've got a Zoom, weekly Zoom meetings with whoever's in the course, and we'll answer questions, and then they can meet other writers, which is great, because the community of writers you need, I think, you got to have a writing group. And so that's a way to find them, is other people in the class. You got to have other people give you notes. And then, one of the things we talk about in the course is how to give notes and how to receive notes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Receiving notes is a very, very important part of the game.
Yeah, don't mean to interrupt, but could you go into some more detail about that? Because I've never heard that advice before, but that's actually really smart.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a huge thing, is because all your writing career, whether it's from a teacher or someone in your writing group or a professional or development executive or director, whatever, they're going to be giving you notes. You're always going to be getting notes, because it can always be made better. And your goal is – to be very open to the notes and understand that the notes, they're not critiquing you. They're critiquing this thing you wrote. And they're all they're trying to do is help you make it better. But if you argue with them and are grumpy about the notes, I mean, first of all, start at the beginning. No one wants to be told anything other than you're perfect and your work is the greatest thing I've ever read in my entire life. Blah, blah, blah. That's never going to happen. And it was never happened to me anyway. It never happened to anybody I know. So we talk about getting notes and then receiving notes and being open to the notes and not be defensive. Because if you get defensive and you put up a wall, that fabulous thing that you needed to learn to get this scene fixed, you're not going to hear. And so getting notes is a big, big part of the screenwriting process. And notes after notes after notes and draft after draft after draft. And that's something I believe very strongly in. And what is getting notes and being open to notes. What I do when I'm in a meeting, I bring my laptop in there and I just write down everything they say. And I don't talk about what they say. I'm just trying to get a record of it. And I don't argue with them in the meeting. I don't want to say, oh no, that's a dumb idea. I want to write down every single thing they say where I think is a good idea or not. Because when you go back home and you've got it all, something that seemed like a bad idea, and you work and you work and you work in screenplay, 2 weeks from now, you read that same thing. Well, the script has changed. And so now you think, oh, that's the game changer. This one thing that I thought was ridiculous, now that I've gone through this process further down the road, that's a great idea. It's really helping me. So I like to nod and write it down and say thank you when I'm getting notes. Obviously, you have a conversation when you're doing it, but you don't want to tell them they're idiots.
Well, I'm
that's an insider tip.
Well, it is about building good relationships for sure. And I found that, you know, there's that whole, you know, kind of phrase, the note behind the note, but that really does mean something, because a lot of times the note they're giving you may be a way to address something deeper in the script, which always happens. But speaking of, you know, of teaching your students how to, you know, find other writers and have writing groups. You know, writing is a very solitary process, and sometimes you can get bogged down into your own little world. And do you have other ideas on how writers could, you know, nurture more relationships and meet other writers? Are there things other than writing groups and workshops, things like that?
If you're in a class, like in a room with people, then you're in a room with people and you're writing. If you're on a Zoom call, whatever you call a Zoom thing, there are people in that virtual room. But you can start a writer's group yourself. I mean, if you're not even taking a class, which of course I don't recommend, naturally, you need to take a class, and especially my class. But anyway, if you live somewhere, start a writer's group. Find people in your area that kind of, you know, not think like you do, but have the same work ethic you do, and get together and meet regularly. And everybody helps each other. I'm in a children's book organization called the SCBWI, the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. And it's a fantastic, fantastic organization, because they put you together with other people in your zip code writing the same kind of thing you are. And so all over the country. And that's a way to do it, is join an established group. But if there's no established group that you can join, start your own. But you've got to be rigorous about meeting. And again, everybody's got to be polite to each other. So you got to run it. If it's your group, you got to run it. And so if somebody really sounds like they're saying upsetting things to somebody about their writing, you got to take them aside later and say, look, you're talking about the work, not about the person. And so that's one. I think writers groups are fantastic. The other thing we haven't discussed is a writing partner. And I've had a lot of writing partners. And I'm, again, pretty easygoing, and I can work with anybody, and I don't mind prickly personalities. It doesn't bother me at all. And so I like writing with other people. I like writing by myself also, either one, but writing with somebody gives you a chance. You can discuss this thing with somebody, which is fantastic. Or you and I could be in a writing group of two. You're writing your script, I'm writing mine. So I can give you notes on yours. I can give you note. You give me notes on mine, and I can call you up and say, what about this scene? I don't know what I'm doing here. Can you help me out? Can you talk to me about what the problem is? So I don't know anybody who does it alone. I mean, I think everybody hears from people here's the, you know, you give it to your friends, you pay somebody, somehow you get notes on your work, and then it gets better.
Well, for people who are interested in learning more about the course and learning more about your website, Key to Storytelling, how do they find you? How do they find the website? How can they get more information?
Well, there are two ways. There's the Instagram page. There's links to things in our bio. We've got a character workbook that we have that you can get to through the Instagram link. And then the course, Screenwriting Essentials, that's at the website, keytostorytelling.com. And that's key, and then T-O, storytelling.com. So that's how to find us.
And people should, I'm sorry not to interrupt, but people should definitely follow your Instagram page, because you have daily, it's daily advice, right? You always have great stuff up there.
Thank you very much. It's been fun to do. It's the stuff's up for like 3 days to at the most 5 days. And we have reels, and then we also have, which is me talking, and then we have carousels, which is just static slides one after the other that give advice. And there are more of the reels than there are the carousels. But there's that's been really gratifying to do that. And those are, I don't know whether people sit down and watch them and take notes on them or not. I think people mostly watch the new ones, but their old ones are all up there. And there are a lot of them now. And that's been fun to do. And it's nice to hear from people that they like them and they say, oh, this was very helpful. It's very gratifying. I mean, that's one of the things about being a teacher. Say, this really helped me. And that makes you feel good.
Well, it's a great website. You got a great Instagram page. I'm a big fan, and I've learned a lot just following your Instagram page. So that's awesome. Well, Will, you know, best of luck with the course and all the success on the website you're already having, and the Instagram. You've gotten like a billion followers or something on Instagram.
It's not that. It's not a billion. It's not
a
million.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
But, it's more than 12, that's for sure.
Well, you know, if you don't mind, we'll circle back down the road, or if you, sure. You know, when you develop new courses or you have, you know, news about the course or something exciting going on, yeah, always reach out. The door is always open.
Please, thank you. And I want to tell just about two things that are free.
Sure.
Other than Instagram's free, certainly. But if you go to the website, thekeytostorytelling.com, and click on resources, there's the Seven Deadly Sins, which is a handout I started about 30 years ago, and not quite 30. It took me forever to get it done. And I keep adding now every year or so a new word. It's words to you mostly take out of your writing, and you'll have a better sentence. And like of the, that's the of the post on Instagram. It's got, I think now over 2 million views. It's just take of the out of your writing and you'll make that sentence better. And oh, so wow. The Seven Deadly Sins is, I think it's 30 words now that you should look at you don't take it out every time, but about 80% of the time, if you take it out, it'll help the sentence. And there's a thing called the emotion wheel that is incredibly useful. It's got, I can't remember what it is, 70 something different emotions listed on there, all of which you know all those words. But they're not things you think about when you're writing. And and I use it. I look at it and go, what do I want somebody to feel in this scene? Oh, that. Okay, that. I'll do that. So those are free. And that's at the website.
Well, that's awesome. So tell us one more time, what's the website? keytostorytelling.com, correct?
Correct.
Awesome.
Well, Instagram is the same exact thing. Key to Storytelling, all one word.
Well, awesome. We'll circle back in the future and let's stay in touch. And best of luck with the website and the course.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.
All right. You take care, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Filmmaker Mixer podcast, a podcast created and hosted by filmmakers Jeff Stolen and Andrew Lamping, and produced by Melody Lopez.
Our theme song was composed by Stephen D. Bennett.
Make sure to follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on, and stay tuned for future episodes.